Distinguished hosts, dear mayors and deputy mayors, ladies and gentlemen, thank you very much for the opportunity given to be present and present at that forum. It is more than obvious today that the days when the cities needed an intermediate to communicate with the international organizations and institutions are coming to their end. When coming to the event, I was quite hesitant about what exactly I have to present within the framework of that forum, because my hesitation came from the fact that I was not quite sure whether what Burgas has achieved already in terms of smart tools and transport and mobility management would make any difference to anything that all mid-sized cities in Europe and all over the world has already achieved. Because e-ticketing, real-time passenger information, automatic vehicle control, mobility application, and effective spatial planning are all well-known tools all over the world. And the cities has really invested quite efforts in developing all those approaches considered to be a modern element of the contemporary urban management. So that's why I decided to kind of focus on the process rather than the results, which would make any difference and facilitate the message I would like to convey. Burgas is situated at the Black Sea coast, which makes it the easternmost point of the European Union, in a sense, or an easternmost gate, maybe, also. And it has a population of 220,000 people. In the beginning of the 20th century, the city has numbered merely 6,000 people, and as you may imagine, spatial plans and urban infrastructure did not envisage the traffic load to come a century later. Urban mobility has been declared a priority for the city in 2010, when a huge investment, to our standards, of €67 million was planned. The investment addressed almost all the aspects of public transport, including infrastructure, bus fleet, systems for public transport management. So it all started with the public transport renovation based on the so-called BHLS idea, that is bus high level of service, considering not only modernization of fleet and infrastructure, but also improving the quality of services. Almost at the same time, the city grew up to elaborate the concept of sustainable mobility, putting effort on active modes of transport like cycling and walking. It was inevitable to integrate also the issue of traffic management. And finally, to end with the common understanding that it is not all about public transport, but it is also about urban mobility. And nowadays, we already speak about healthy communities. There has been quite an achievement in terms of urban mobility in Burgas during the last several years, but as I promised to keep to the process, there are several important lessons learned worth to be mentioned now. One of them is building infrastructure is important, but collaboration with stakeholders and broad consultations make the best value of it. ICT and innovation are the core approach to intelligent management and services, but they prove to be out of date the moment they are deployed. That is why more market-oriented approach is needed to open the process to collaboration and interaction with other and different actors like business. What is the meaning of smart tools for sustainable urban mobility, at least in the context of Burgas? Initially, we believe that this is digitalization. But digitalization and access to real-time information is the basis, but real demands and passenger-centric approach should be also brought in to make the sense for the city. Managing data is a great challenge that we as an administration are not prepared enough for. That was what we actually encountered at the end of the day. In 2017, Burgas joined the Pact of Amsterdam. by participating in one of the thematic partnerships under the EU Urban Agenda, established as a platform from by the EU Commission. The Partnership for Urban Mobility is one of the 12 partnerships that was established to utilize a new working method for collaboration between the cities, national states, European Commission, and different stakeholders. That has been quite an intensive dialogue and discussions along a year and a half between the cities and those European institutions and stakeholders to try to elaborate a really very concrete plan of action that need to be done in terms of facilitating the modern development of urban mobility. And I would kind of find it very appropriate to transfer now some of the key messages that were embedded in this action plan, because this is what the cities actually had to say about the urban mobility development. And these are the messages. Urban mobility has left the administrative limits of the so-called competent authority and requires a more regional approach. Urban mobility does not end with the boundaries of the city or the municipality. On the other hand, the cities has always been the last mile and as such require a closer connection between national and regional transport strategies and the urban mobility schemes. Multi-level governance and partnership is what the cities stand for in terms of urban mobility. Accessibility has been considered by the cities as one of the major issues in terms of public transport. But this time, accessibility goes beyond the traditional understanding of accessible infrastructure facilities and bus fleet. This time, accessibility has been envisaged as walkability to bus stops, as accessibility to information, and multimodality, that is accessibility to different choices of movement within the city area. Urban vehicle access regulation is something that is very disputable, very, up to date, and conceived as by the cities as a very effective tool to tackle different issues, not only traffic management, but also environmental issues related to safety. Though the great diversity of solutions and technologies that has been in place so far in different cities are envisaged as an obstacle. Yes, I'm concluding, thank you. They're envisaged as an obstacle to the seamless travel nowadays. And the last but not least, there is a demand of new mobility services where transport is communicating with the infrastructure around it. The new type of services is to reflect the dynamic changes in the sector and in relation with other important functions of the urban environment. Thank you for being patient. Okay.